Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome. Now, World Immunization Week is annually celebrated with the aim of promoting the use of vaccines to protect people of all ages against disease. This year's theme was Protected Together, Vaccines Work. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Chua Chong Bing, family physician at Healthway Medical, Lengkong Tiga, to tell us all about the recent World Immunization Week event and share insights about the importance of vaccines in modern society. Welcome, Dr. Chua, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Clarissa.
It is my pleasure. Now, we had a conversation before the mic turned on, and in Singapore, we do have immunization. We immunize our children from a very young age against everything that we can imagine, right?
True, yes.
So what is the point? Explain World Immunization Week. What is the main focus of it?
Yep. So World Immunization Week is celebrated in the last week of April, on the 24th to 30th of April. Mm-hmm. And it aims to promote the use of vaccines to protect people of all ages against diseases.
Right.
So immunization saves millions of lives every year. And it is widely recognized as one of the world's most successful and cost-effective health interventions. Yet there are still nearly around 20 million unvaccinated and undervaccinated children in the world today. Mm-hmm. More and more children and people are getting vaccinated. But the end points, which is disease prevention, mm-hmm. is not being achieved yet. So World Immunization Day is here to promote and tell people that vaccines do actually work.
Okay. All right. Vaccines actually work. And this year's theme, Protected Together, Vaccines Work. We also talked about the flu shot before the microphone came on. And I've said, I don't take the flu shot. And I know a lot of my friends do. Every year, it's like clockwork. It's on their planner, their alarms and reminders, whatever. Time to get my annual flu shot or biannual flu shot, whatever it is, right?
That's right.
Now, how useful is that?
Now, the official numbers for immunization against the flu is around about 40 to 60%, mm-hmm. right? The thing is, right, a motorcycle helmet prevents head injuries to a motorcyclist around 40% as well.
Okay.
Do you still tell the motorcyclist not to wear a helmet? You don't, right?
Right.
So you still have to go and get your annual flu shots. Now, it's so difficult to vaccinate against the flu because the flu virus changes its face every single year.
Right.
The WHO plays profit twice a year, anticipating what are the new trends, what is the latest flu.
So how the flu the bug is going to evolve, try to evolve the shot.
You try and anticipate which flu is going to be in season, mm-hmm. and then you make it into a vaccine and you give it to the patients.
Your
right?
question becomes, how accurate are they?
So the thing is, right, nobody is 100% perfect, right? And we try our very best to do it, and therefore you get the quoted amount of 40 to 60%, mm-hmm. Efficacy. But we still want people to be vaccinated against the flu because it's a devastating disease. It causes high fever, headaches, body aches. In the elderly, it actually causes you to have heart attacks, strokes.
Right.
And that's why we also encourage diabetics, people with renal failure, elderly to get their annual flu shots. Also for kids, to get their flu shots as well, because they are more predisposed to severe complications of the flu, such as pneumonia, meningitis, etc.
Which is why you were nagging at me about
this. Yes, you should get your flu shots. It's just a small little ant bite once a year, right? And then it protects you, 40, 60%. That's good. It's like wearing a helmet.
Okay. All right, doctor. Now, what were the key highlights of this year's World Immunization Week?
Right. So the theme this year is actually Protected Together and that vaccines work, right? The campaign will celebrate vaccine heroes from all around the world, from parents and community members to health workers and innovators, right? To help ensure that all of us are protected at all ages through the power of vaccines, right? The main goal of the campaign is to raise awareness, right? Like what we are doing right now, about the critical importance of full immunization throughout life. Everyone has a role to play to become a vaccine hero. Some simple actions include ensuring you yourself and your family members are up to date with your vaccination. Traveling, know before you go, ensure your family's vaccinations are up to date. Also find out what are the vaccinations required when you're traveling to a specific country. Be a vaccine champion. Talk to people about the benefits of vaccines. Now, as a healthcare worker, It's just not enough for your doctor to actually nag at you. It's much more effective if your best friend tells you, hey, I've gotten the flu shot. Why don't you get it too?
Yeah, yeah, get that too.
Right? Yeah. So it saves lives, right? You need to spread the good word that the vaccine saves lives. It helps children learn and grow and prevent serious illnesses and disability. And also know the facts. Any licensed vaccine that has that is out there currently have been rigorously tested before and during its time on the shelf. You see, so it's basically safe and effective to use.
Mm-hmm.
And for healthcare workers, every checkup is an opportunity. So your doctors are always trying to tell you, look, have you gone up to date with your shots and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you should get your flu shots done.
Yeah, here's the nagging again. We are speaking to Dr. Chua Chong Bing, family physician at Healthway Medical from Lengkong Tiga. Okay, now I get it. I get it. The flu shot, very important, yada, yada, yada. In Singapore, I'm a parent, so I know this through my children. We're quite good about making sure that all our children, our babies, get the shots that they need. You know, and very few shots were offered to me as an optional extra. I mean, the usual stuff, polio is not a shot, it's just an oral thing, but a lot of the other shots, including chicken pox and stuff like that, rubella, all of these is on the list of you must take these shots. So how well are we doing as far as Singapore is concerned, immunizing our children?
Right. So there are only two vaccines in Singapore that are compulsory by law.
Oh, okay.
Failing which you will be fined. Yeah, no. It's actually two things, diphtheria and measles, right? So diphtheria causes very severe upper respiratory tract infection in your mouth and in your throat. It causes a little layer of whitish color.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a deadly disease if you do not, treat it properly.
Sure.
And measles, right? Measles can spread like wildfire. It can spread
the common fast. Measles, not the German measles.
No, not the German measles. The common measles, right? So these are the two ones that they are actually required by law. Children will also require TB, mm-hmm. tuberculosis, mm-hmm. okay, pertussis, mm-hmm. right, tetanus, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, and hepatitis B vaccinations before going to primary school.
Right.
So primary school will actually require all our kids to be vaccinated against these things before mm-hmm. going on to school. Thankfully, we have this National Childhood Immunization Schedule. Every Singaporean born in Singapore mm-hmm. will go through this schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly recommended that all kids will get the vaccinations.
My doctors never gave me a choice.
Right.
My kids got all the shots.
Right, yeah. So once they have all the shots, they are eligible to go into primary school.
Right.
Now, for foreign students coming into Singapore to actually study here,
mm-hmm.
We also ask for documented proof that they have actually been immunized against these, especially the two compulsory ones, the diphtheria and measles.
Sure.
And to also look at what are the highly recommended vaccines that they are lacking, and we tell them to get vaccinated before going into school. Now, the reason these vaccines are required by law or required prior to admission to school is that this disease can spread very rapidly, especially when in close contact with other human beings, such as in a schoolroom environment, right? Most of these diseases can cause death or severe complications if not prevented or treated properly. Some may have no treatment at all. We just wait for them to get better. So essentially, getting vaccinated causes your risk of dying to be lowered.
Right.
Right. So like diphtheria, right? Basically a bacterial illness that mm-hmm. can cause very severe complications and even death is easily prevented by giving a shot.
Right.
So we also know that there was a time in the 1970s where the DTP vaccine was actually spread to say that there was a lot of complications regarding, there were very vocal people coming out to say that, oh, it doesn't work, this and that, right? You find that actually pertussis, diphtheria cases actually started to increase.
Then that's what's happening with measles now.
And that's what's happening with measles now. So history always repeats itself, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we have to just keep reminding the public, because the public is not familiar with a time when there was no vaccinations, where there was nothing we could do when you got the disease.
Right.
Right now, you don't see the disease at all because we prevent it. Essentially,
right.
The vaccines are working. We don't see the effect at all. And so we become complacent.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's very important to get all these highly recommended shots as well, to get protected, right, before going to school, going overseas, you know.
Okay, so you have said that we have a schedule for our kids who are born in Singapore. And I know that as far as my children's doctors were concerned, they did not give me a choice. Mm. Even if it was an optional extra shot, they made me give my children those shots, mm-hmm. whether it was hepatitis or chickenpox or whatever. It's like, yeah, whether it was required or not, you're getting it done.
Correct.
And I appreciate that. But for adults, now some of us did not get chickenpox when we were kids. Do you recommend getting the shot as an adult?
Yes.
If they have not already had chickenpox?
Yes. So if you have not had chickenpox before and you have proven to have no immunity towards the chickenpox, it is highly recommended, actually. So chickenpox in adult is actually, the symptoms are actually quite worse than when you're a kid. Mm. You can get more complications from the chickenpox as well. And if you can prevent it through a shot, why not?
Okay. Mm. We are talking to Dr. Chua Chong Bing, family physician at Healthway Medical, Lengkong Tiga. Now, that's interesting because as far back as I think it was 2000, 2009, something like that. Excuse me. In the U.S., they thought they had eradicated measles. Now there is a recurrence of measles coming back. Why is that?
Now, so there are multiple factors to why there is a lot of vaccines not being taken by people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major thing, the biggest contributor, in my opinion, is false science. So the measles vaccine was made popular by this one, Andrew Wakefield, the now discredited gastroenterologist, published a botched scientific article in 1998 linking the MMR vaccine to autism.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, about 2,000 or so articles have been published, were unable to reproduce his findings. And he was discredited. His paper has been withdrawn. Mm. And The Lancet is a popular medical journal, has already said they regret publishing it. But unfortunately, the damage has already been done. So despite overwhelming evidence against the claims, he advocated against vaccination still, right? He stood by his word.
Right.
So armed with his charisma, right, he was able to rally support for anti-vaccination. His efforts have stoked the flames of vaccine refusal and anxiety among the public.
Right.
Vaccines work not only by developing the immunity of the individual, but also develop herd immunity. When a large group of the population is immune to the disease, then it is very difficult for the disease to penetrate that population, thus leading to the eradication of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get chinks in the armor, like in this instance,
mm-hmm.
right, the disease can go into the community, it can wreak havoc among the community.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, it can also attack people who are unable to actually receive the MMR vaccine. Basically, they're allergic to the vaccine or for whatever contraindications that they have, or attack those who are too young to be vaccinated. So in Singapore, the MMR vaccine is given to age 1
mm-hmm.
and at age 15 months as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you are too young and the people around you are not vaccinated and they get the measles and they come into contact with your baby, again, nothing we can do.
Right.
So this herd mentality is very important. Now, smallpox was eradicated in 1980 through vaccination and education, similar to what we are doing now. Without the herd immunity, the disease spreads easily, infecting not only those who are not vaccinated, but also to those who are too young to be vaccinated, like I just told you this now. So the other major contributions to the crisis is the prevalence of damaging myths and fake news about vaccines spread through the internet and on social media platforms. So anti-vaccine lobbies are fueled by various interests and mainly those who seek financial gains. You know, they have alternative medicines, that they have various claims to, you know, preventing certain diseases.
Sure.
Those who view anti-vaccine debates as a political opportunity. Those who propagate misinformation to like-minded or individuals in social media. And as a result, in the American Medical Association recently called upon the top technology companies like Facebook and Amazon and Alphabet to be responsible and ensure that the end users have access to scientifically valid information on vaccinations.
So that's not so much of a problem in Singapore.
Not so much yet.
Not so much yet.
We cannot be complacent.
We cannot be complacent. So what you're saying is listen to your doctors.
Yeah, that's right.
And but also my doctors nag at me about my flu shot every year.
That's right. So I think
even my not doctor friends like you nag at me about my flu shot every year.
So it's very important that education of the patient, for the patient, is very important. So we can actually tell our patients to fact check the information that the doctors are giving them,
mm-hmm.
right? They can go to credible sources like the CDC, the WHO websites. They have a lot of information on vaccines over there. And these are very credible sources with backed up by multiple research, you know, basically simplifying it so that the layman can understand what the results of the studies actually show. locally, healthhub.sg is also a very good website where you can actually access vaccine information, healthy living, you know, lifestyle advice, etc. So the other point of contact, I think, is still your GP. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your GP, your family doctor, even your specialist. Ask mm-hmm. them, look, what do you think about vaccines? You know, what are the side effects? What are the effects of vaccinations, etc.? Talk to your doctor. I think that's much more important.
Okay, so we go back to my question about adults. Like, I took my chickenpox jab in my very early 30s because I hadn't taken it before, because I had never had chickenpox before. And it just so happened that I was told that when I went to church that particular Sunday, somebody who was sitting very close to me came to church with chickenpox. So, of course, I go back to my doctor and I say, oh, you know, I might have been exposed to chickenpox. What do? He said, jab.
Yep.
Straight away, jab. So for other adults like myself in that situation, maybe never had chickenpox jabs, maybe never had hepatitis jabs, or never had the flu shot, mm-hmm. what do you recommend?
Okay.
What should we do to protect ourselves as adults?
Right. So for adults, the most important vaccinations, right, is actually the flu.
Okay.
You can get it. You can get it yearly, right? These are for very healthy individuals, mm-hmm. right? But more so, we talk about protection for 65 years and above. So okay. The elderly, they are much more predisposed to diseases compared to the adults, right?
And they have a tendency to develop pneumonia a lot more easily.
Exactly. So that's one of the vaccines that is recommended to 65 and above. You are absolutely correct. Pneumonia is one of the top two killing cause of death in Singapore. So, and it's preventable, mm-hmm. right, by giving a pneumonia vaccine shot. So there are two shots, right? One is actually a 13 strain and one is a 23 strain. Mm-hmm. So for those who are unvaccinated against the pneumonia and who have reached the age of 65 and they are healthy, they take the 13 strain first mm-hmm. and then followed by the 23 strain. And this confers 90% protection against pneumonia.
Okay.
Right? So that's one of them. Flu shots, definitely. The other one is actually for those women who are intending to be pregnant, should get their MMR vaccines done.
So that's measles, mumps and...
Measles, mumps and rubella.
Okay.
So the measles, mumps and rubella vaccine is actually a live attenuated, a weakened virus mm-hmm. vaccine.
So have it before you get pregnant.
Maybe before you're pregnant. Because okay. if you have that vaccine during pregnancy, there is a small but, chance that you might actually contract the actual rubella virus, mm-hmm. which you can actually pass it on to your baby and can cause a lot of problems like hearing, eye vision, heart problems, etc.
Right.
So you take your MMR before you get pregnant. You mm-hmm. have the immunity in you mm-hmm. and you will pass on this immunity to your babies. Right. And for pregnant mothers, those who are already pregnant, it is also recommended to receive the influenza shot at any time during the pregnancy.
Okay.
And also the Tdap, so tetanus, diphtheria and pertussis mm-hmm. Vaccination between weeks 16 and 32. So that's the tetanus shot, right? Mm-hmm. So the tetanus shot is usually a bit more painful.
Yes, I can attest to
yes,
that.
Yes, it's a bit more painful, but it actually passes on the immunity to baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the recommendation is that for every pregnancy you have, regardless of what the interval is, you have a shot of the tetanus, diphtheria and pertussis mm-hmm. during that pregnancy so that you pass on the immunity to baby.
Okay, so that's your recommendations. Mm-hmm. For adults like myself.
Correct.
Now, moving forward, do you think Singapore will someday view vaccines in the vein of precaution is better than cure?
Yeah, so I would say it is possible. However, it's really difficult to change certain ideas and beliefs of a person. It is difficult to convince someone to delay gratification.
Mm.
After all, it is only human to want to see results immediately rather than to have invisible future gains. And vaccines do just that. When vaccines work, nothing happens.
Right.
It's very anticlimactic.
So what am I
right?
protecting myself against? Nothing happened.
Exactly, right? So it's the same thing. So the end goal for prevention is basically everything is smooth sailing. Nothing mm-hmm. is going on. Nothing is rocking the boat.
Right.
Right. So it is difficult, but through education, through certain initiatives from the Ministry of Health, right, I think the vaccine uptake rate should increase in due time. This is not only a Singapore problem. It is a global problem. WHO's biggest challenge is to convince the public that vaccines do indeed work and that vaccines have to undergo rigorous tests regularly to ensure that it's safe and efficient. Countering fake news and false science is extremely difficult, especially if you have a very charismatic you know, characters protecting those anti-vaccination beliefs. So education, again, is very important in spreading the good word about vaccinations.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best with that. I seriously will think about my flu shot.
Thank you so much. I hope I made a difference.
I certainly will seriously think about it. Dr. Chua Chong Bing, family physician at Healthway Medical, Lengkong Tiga, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about immunization, which is clearly something that we should be thinking about very seriously.
Thank you so much, Clarissa.
You're on Money FM 89.3. The Breakfast.